And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
House and Senate budget negotiators have reportedly agreed to insert a provision into the final budget that could lift the cap on the number of terminal groins allowed to be constructed off the North Carolina coast to protect specific areas of the beach from erosion. The General Assembly voted in 2011 to change the state's 30-year ban on hardened structures like terminal groins and allow four pilot projects to be built. Environmentalists opposed the move, pointing to the bad experiences of other states and the beach erosion that increases down the shore from where the terminal groins are built. But the four pilot projects were approved anyway, with the understanding they would be test cases for how well the groins work and how they affect the adjacent parts of the coast. That was the agreement anyway. But none of the four pilot projects have been built yet. That doesn't seem to matter to House and Senate budget negotiators. So the beaches aren't the only things eroding in North Carolina. The credibility of the legislative leadership is washing away, too. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.